goes to Dr. Rakesh, R-A-K-E-S-H, Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Walter Hagen, H-A-G-E-N, date of birth August 2nd of 1932. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Hagen with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and dilated cardiomyopathy. His last visit was October 3rd of 2022. His weight is stable, and he does see his cardiologist, Dr. Kripposman, every 6 months. He denies any recent hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is stable. None at rest. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And he has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and this is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the calcitriol, 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Also, he is on lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Torsemide is 20 milligram daily as needed for swelling, in addition to his other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 180 pounds. Pulse, 70, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 106 over 60. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart sounds are distance sounding, they are regular. Abdomen soft, without ascites. He has a compression stockings in place, and the edema in the lower extremities appears stable. It is about halfway to the knees bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 6th of 2023, creatinine 2.3. Previous two levels were 2.1, and then before that 2.8. But this appears to be a new baseline between 2.1 and 2.3. Albumin is 4.1, calcium 9.4, sodium 142, potassium is 5.3, which is improving. It's been as high as 5.5, but he is following a low potassium diet. CO2 is 20, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 11.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. He has not required IV iron or Epogen at this point. Due to stable hemoglobin levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with what appears to be a new baseline for this patient. No uremic symptoms, no evidence of pericarditis, no volume overload. Two, dilated cardiomyopathy. He's followed on a regular basis by Dr. Kripposman. Three, diabetic nephropathy. We've asked the patient to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.